thank you for listening to this sermon from Goodwill Church, located in New York's Hudson Valley. Goodwill Church is on a mission to be a hub of revival in the Northeast and beyond. For more information about our church, please visit goodwillchurch.org. Now, here's the sermon.
All right. Psalm 100 is the psalm. It's the last psalm of our year-long look at the book of Psalms, where we covered some of them, not all of them. There's 150 of them, and we touched on about a third of them. So this is a powerful song. You'll easily see that it's appropriate for today, and it is a great holiday. I really enjoy this holiday. It's born out of struggle. You know, Washington, he has a Thanksgiving proclamation, and he issued that, and it talks about these are our nation's leaders, our politicians. So they're talking about the nation's struggles and the struggles that they see from their perspective, and they're calling on people to pray and people to give thanks and people to rejoice. And Lincoln, that I know, Alan, is so good that you thought that was planned, but that was an accident, but a happy accident, because both of the Emancipation Proclamation and his Thanksgiving Proclamation come out of the Civil War and come out of a great time of struggle, national struggle, and all kinds of loss and fear in people's lives. And it was actually his Secretary of State, Seward, who wrote the document, and then Abraham Lincoln signed it, and it was a Thanksgiving Proclamation, and it talked about the struggles of war, and the official name of the holiday is a day of thanksgiving and praise, not just Thanksgiving. So it was a call for the entire nation to stop and have an entire day dedicated to thanksgiving and praise. And eating is part of that, as you'll see in Psalm. Let's just go to here, Psalm 100. If you have a Bible, open it, a Bible app, whatever. Psalm 100, this is in the English Standard Version of the Bible. A psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And all of God's people said, let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Help us indeed engage in thanksgiving and praise to you. And thank you that you help us, that you hear us, that you call us to yourself, that you reveal yourself to us by your Spirit through your word. We're grateful for you. We ask that you would help us to learn this psalm and to apply what we learn and to bring glory to you. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. So gratitude is a word used by a lot of people. I mean, maybe it's the most commonly used word in self-help literature. You know, I mean, for some of us who might have pessimistic tendencies, we could struggle with this. You know, gratitude could feel in our darkest moments like something that might be fake. You know, and in other cynical moments, we might see gratitude as a form of shutting our brains off or lying to ourselves about how bad things are, that kind of thing. That's why the first thing to do when thinking about gratitude and what it is to consider its real and true source, God. And that's what we're here to do this evening. And that is actually, you know, as I explained just seconds ago, what this holiday is all about. It's about thanking God first and foremost, and then being thankful to him for everything else we have. His word, our faith, our families, our church, our lives, our opportunities, even our problems and challenges as they help us to grow closer to him. If there's a creator, we are his creatures. And then the best thing we can do is to be thankful. The best place we can be with him is a place of gratitude. But sometimes we're stuck. We get stuck in a place where we're not grateful and no one can talk us out of it. We've all been there. Other times we're not grateful, but we want to be. You know, we don't want to be stuck. Still other times, because of the way we live and the choices we make, we may not care, you know, one way or the other. And so maybe we still at other times suspect that gratitude is just something for people who are weak or ignorant, not for the strong, the smart, whoever they might be. It's a simple thing, gratitude, but we can make it complicated, and we tend to do that. Life makes us do that, tempts us to do that. It can seem out of reach for some of us, and that's where this psalm, it really comes in and fixes things for us. I think you'll see that as we just look at these few verses together this evening. So Psalm 100, it's a hymn. It's part of a collection of hymns that some call the kingship hymns. You know, there's other names like that associated with it. And even though it doesn't mention the word king, we can see why it's called that by how it starts. So it says, a psalm for giving thanks. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. So the highest authority on the earth is the king. And so this is like a king's proclamation to his realm, the earth. You know, the Bible asserts that our real king is, in fact, God. And if you're a Christian, a believer in Jesus Christ, then you see him presented to us as God in Scripture. And Jesus is, as well, your forever king. Revelation 19:6 says he's King of kings and Lord of lords. And so these verses in Psalm 100 for us as Christians are a decree from him as our king, an order from on high to worship God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through gratitude, inspired, joyful noise. Now, what's that? Well, let's demonstrate, if you're willing. So you know that it's a sporting event maybe, or maybe it's a concert. What do people do? Like if they're excited or they like the artist or the team, what do? Shout it out. They laugh. They cheer. There it is. Right there. What is that? That's applause. So let's just have an illustration that we all participate in. What's joyful noise? Are you ready for this? So if you're willing, because if you're going to give an ovation to somebody, what's the best kind of ovation? A standing ovation. So are you up for it? I mean, that no pun intended, but you want to be up for it? Let's stand. All right. Now, maybe you don't even feel about it. Well, let's just come on. There you go. All right. You picked it right up. Bring it up more. Woo! All right. Thank you. Right? Didn't that, just a little bit of that, right? That felt good. And I want you to just check in with yourself as you just sat down, you know, just check in. Maybe you're having difficulties being grateful. Maybe there's a struggle and you don't feel it. Well, it's not talking about feelings yet. It's just telling us to do it. And we just did it. You know, the word for thanks here in the psalm, it's a Hebrew word, todah. And it also means an offering or confession. You know, it's an offering of thanks. And so that's what the psalm is calling for. It's about making an offering of thanks. It's not a psalm about giving thanks when you feel like it. And I know I've seen people do just what you did for teams and for artists. And sometimes it's before the team has done anything at all. The team has not won the game, you know, and the artist has not sung a song. And yet there's applause, there's encouragement. It's you feel a call to do it. And that's what this psalm is talking about. Our feelings about ourselves, they take a back seat and that's the right seat for them. The feelings are the train's caboose, you know, and our obedient faith, that's the engine. And that's what gets us to joyful noise. The same word is translated in our English Bibles at Psalm 66, verse 1, a shout for joy. So shouting for joy, make a joyful noise, same thing. And the king said to do it, so we just do it, like we just did it. Just because he said so. We just do it. Now, just do it, that's a slogan from the Nike shoe company, a genius one, because we all can remember it. Some of us have it emblazoned on our minds. But I'm going to suggest that it didn't start with Nike. Psalm 100 is making that same assertion, that same command here. Before explaining anything, no why has been given here, no reason. The king of all the earth has spoken. His subjects, they obey. A joyful noise is made. And the next verse adds more detail to this order from on high for our joyful, noisy gratitude. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. So a few things are happening here. We're getting a picture of temple worship. Yeah, but it's made to both Jews and Gentiles, to all the earth, it said just the verse before. So we know that this applies to everything in our lives, the whole of our lives, whoever we are, wherever we live, are to be service to God. Our lives are also to be a constant coming into his presence. Proximity to the temple is not a consideration here, which is very interesting here in the book of Psalms. And again, it points to Christ. For all of us who are in him, that we have access to him. That's what the temple is about, but we have access to him wherever we are. We have proximity because of his Holy Spirit, and we can come into his presence wherever we are, whoever we are, as we trust in him, as we put our faith in him. And we're welcomed. We're welcomed into his presence on the basis of our wanting to be, on the basis of our faith. God wants you with him, not far away, not running away, not hiding. And that's what these verses are letting you know. They're saying, come on in, come in, come home. Here, the word for singing is renana, you know, and that's added to the shouting. And this suggests that we're beginning now, we're getting to the feeling, the reason, the inspiration for our gratitude. But it didn't start with that. We're just told, give thanks. And then the feelings are following now. It's becoming more musical. But still, there's no explanation as to why. That comes later in verse 5 when we talk about God's goodness and his faithfulness and his love. So it makes sense now when we get to verse 3 that it gets more specific about who is called. Who's called to be grateful? Verse 3 says this, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Jesus is the king, our King of Kings. Jesus is our Lord, our Lord of Lords. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 says of Jesus, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So he's King, he's Lord, he's God, he's all these things, and he's also, and this is where it gets closer to our hearts, he's Shepherd. John 10, verse 11 says he's the good shepherd. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. 1 Peter 2, 24 and 25 says that Jesus is the shepherd and overseer of our souls, by whose wounds we are healed. So now the feelings are coming. Now we can feel it. Now we sense his presence and who he is. that personal relationship we talk about. To be king, to be Lord, to be God, those are all wonderful, glorious things. But he doesn't stop there. He draws you closer. He comes in closer. And this is certainly food and fuel for growing in our gratitude. You know, we are grateful that God made us. We're grateful to be his people, called to be his people by faith. We're grateful that he's our shepherd. And so in verse 4, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. So these refer to the gates of the temple. And here we learn something. We're not just called to be grateful, but grateful to God. And we can't enter his gates except through gratitude. Gratitude, in fact, especially now in Christ, gratitude is his gates. As praise is his courts. We experience his presence as if being there in the temple, because now he's made that a reality for all of us in faith, always available to us. I forget that all the time too. I'm grateful for Psalm 100 reminding me. If I'm going to be grateful, if gratitude is rising up in my spirit, I'm walking in where he's at. I'm entering. I'm in his place. I'm in his house. Because his house is a house of thanksgiving. Amen? Yes, his house is a house of praise. I'll just move on. But that's very sweet. Yeah. All 30 of you. Yeah, that was cool. So we praise him, and we just do it, right? Because we're told to do it. The King, Lord, God, Shepherd, drawing us. We're in his house. Those gates are open to us. That's what Christ did. You know, presence always available to us. That's what Christ did. That's who he is. That's what his Spirit is doing in us all the time, drawing us to himself. We're not doing that. He's doing that. And we're grateful. Grateful first, always for him, and then all these other things. I know we're going to have that same thing at our table that you have at your table, I hope, where you go around the table and you talk about what you might be grateful for this year. And I have some things that I'm grateful for. And I might mention them out of order. But when I'm in my right mind, I know the right order, and the right order always starts with him. Amen? Grateful to him, grateful for him, grateful in him. And then all these other things. And then the gratitude that I have for all these other things. Now, it never seems fake. That's not fake. It doesn't. My cynicism is just not taking hold like it would normally take hold, because God has taken hold of me. His Spirit has taken hold of me. Lord God, King Shepherd, has me now in his hands. And I'm grateful. Yes. Now we get to why. Saving the sweetest. It's all the best. But he knows what we're like. He knows who we are. He knows we start our prayer list with the thing right in front of our faces, you know, the little bitty concerns. And then if we spend enough time as he works in us and on us, we lift our eyes and we behold him, and then things are put in the right order. I think he's doing that all the time in every one of our lives, constantly just we're messing up the order of things. And he's coming in through his word, through his people, by his Spirit, and saying, here's the right order. Put me on top and all these other things will be added unto you. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. The Hebrew word, todah, that I mentioned earlier, it's about giving thanks, about gratitude, a confession, an offering. Well, it can refer to a type of peace offering, which turns out to be, as I read in one commentary, a meal enjoyed in God's presence. Remember that tomorrow. Amen? It's a meal. There's a meal right here in the whole of the psalm, and maybe especially in verse 5, a meal of his goodness. These gifts that he always gives us, and then the other gifts, we really receive them as gifts because we first looked at him, beheld him, marveled at him and his goodness. He is good. So we're going to have a meal tomorrow. And the application to Thanksgiving with Psalm 100, it's pretty obvious, I think. It's pretty wonderful too, don't you think? It really is. Amen? That was your time to put in amen. That's all right. It's late, you know. Yeah. It's pretty wonderful, don't you think? Amen. Yeah, right there. Yeah, you were on it. Yeah. It's a holiday with a meal in the middle of it, right? That's what we're going to have tomorrow. For many, the meal is like the whole point, you know. So before we have that meal tomorrow, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a meal tonight. Much less physical food involved in this meal. But this, it brings us right to the heart of everything about God that is good, the ultimate demonstration of his steadfast love and his faithfulness to all the prophecies about him. And the faithfulness of God that he did send his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. Let's pray a bit before Pastor Jose comes forward and serves us this meal, the Lord's Supper. Thank you, Lord, so much. You're good to us. You call us to yourself. You call us to be grateful. You call us to rejoice, to know who you are, what you do for us. And so we say yes to this. But Lord, we acknowledge that we don't come to any of this before coming to you for salvation. We don't really get it until you get a hold of us and we get what your first offering. And then that first offering is your Son. And so be with us now as a community, as a family, as we take of this first meal, the first of two. There'll be a physical one with family. That'll be wonderful. That'll be todah. You know, it'll be a meal of gratitude and joy. But Lord, for us, you've called us here tonight. You've called us to open up scriptures tonight. You've called us to yourself tonight. For us, this is the meal. What you've done for us on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen.
Thank you again for listening to today's sermon. For more resources and information about Goodwill Church, visit goodwillchurch.org. God bless.